A lot of things to get to. A lot of things. You all have a good weekend. I hope you did. I hope you're all safe. I hope everybody that was listening to the show Thursday and Friday is back with us today. Everybody's dying, you know. Everybody's dying. Hopefully everybody is okay. But everybody's dying. Everybody's dying. Everybody's dying. I woke up this morning and I'm thinking, am I going to see more death? Another one, and it was all right. Nobody died. Today was a non-die day. The only thing that died was the Cruz and Kasich campaign. That's what officially has died. They have officially died. They really have. They've officially died. They officially are working together to deny Trump the delegates needed to hit the 1237 contested convention. Where to begin? Where to begin with everything that is happening right now? Seriously, the Republican Party, the establishment, and what they are doing is really, it's something that's never been done before. Seriously, it's never been done before. Now, we've sat here and we've talked about how there's a huge, huge, huge section of the establishment that really doesn't care if there's a Republican in the White House. They don't care. And over the weekend, the boogeyman, that's what he's called, at least to the Democrats, the Coke boogeyman. Okay? One of the Coke brothers gave an interview where he basically said he would rather have Hillary Clinton in the White House. Matter of fact, he actually talked about Bill Clinton being a better president than George Bush was. So the establishment has basically, we've always known that there's a huge, huge piece of the establishment that really doesn't want a Republican in the White House. Or I should take that back. They don't really care. Sure, they want one, but they don't care. It's not a big deal because they win either way. They win either way. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And basically, over the weekend, Coke said that. He said that. He hates Trump, despises Trump, and would rather have Hillary. There. The thing that we've all said, well, not all of us, a small group of us. Hell, Ben Carson has been amongst that group. But we've said, listen, there's a big piece of the Republican Party, the establishment, that really doesn't care who's in the White House. Sure, they want a Republican because they're a Republican, and you know, you want your team, you want to root for your team, but ultimately doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter. They make money either way. They make millions of dollars either way. So rather it's Hillary, rather it's Cruz, rather it's Bush, doesn't matter. So you have the Koch brother giving this lengthy interview, saying, I just assume have Hillary. And then, of course, you have Crystal coming out and saying, you know, this third party ticket, this Rubio, well, it's a whole list. Let me see if I could pull it up here. And it's funny because Crystal throws out names of potential third-party people, potential individuals to run as a third party. So coming off the heels of the Koch brother interview where Mr. Koch says, I'd rather have Hillary Clinton. Matter of fact, if she's as good as her husband was, we'll be just well. I mean, that was basically, you know, that was basically what he said. It was a dog whistle, so to speak. He basically said, listen, Trump is horrible. Cruz is horrible. Because remember, he didn't say, you know, I want Ted Cruz. I really, really want John Kerry. He didn't say that. He basically said, Trump is horrible, is Hitler, and Hillary Clinton's not so bad. And here comes the whistle. If she's as good as her husband was, we'll all be fine. That was the dog whistle. That was the establishment's master. Remember, the Koch brothers, they are the grand poobahs. Remember, these are guys that pump almost $1 billion. Almost $1 billion they pump into the presidential races. Every 4 or every 8 years, whenever the hell an election comes up, they pump close to $1 billion. $1 billion. $1 billion into the race. That's a lot of coin, my friends. That's a lot of coin. $1 billion. $1 billion. So when he blows that whistle, when he gives that signal and says, hey, we all did good during the Clinton era, and if Hillary is as good as Bill, we're all going to be fine. So let's relax. Don't waste your money on Cruz. Don't waste your money on Kasich. Definitely don't waste your money on Trump. Just sit back. Hillary take the White House, and we'll all make money hand over fist. So once the grand poobah, once the master, the dog whistler, the Pied Piper, once he put that out, then the rest are now starting to follow. So you got Crystal. Remember, he was a third-party guy weeks ago, a month, 2 ago, 3 months ago. Although, let me remind you, he was a guy, 9 months ago, that said Trump never get to this point. every couple weeks, Crystal would say, he'll be done. He'll be done. He'll be done. Nope, another couple weeks, he'll be done. Another month, be done. Nope, month after that, he'll be done. So then he started talking, I'm gonna run a third party. That's it. If Trump's the dime, you're going to run a third party. We're going to run a third party. And then anytime there was a glimmer of hope for anybody but Trump, you didn't hear the third party talk anymore. Because then you would hear individuals saying, listen, a third party is going to guarantee Hillary Clinton the White House. I mean, listen, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Negatives on Trump, polling data, all those things can be reversed. You know, you've heard people talk about Reagan's numbers, Bush going against Dukakis at one point. He was in the toilet, like seriously in the toilet. And you're talking about a vice president who's coming off the Iran-Contra. What did you know? What did you not know? How involved were? I mean, he was upside down. So numbers can change. Anything can change. Anything can change. You have a chance. You have a fighting chance. But if you don't show up, if you don't play the game, you don't have a fighting chance. And if the Republicans run a third party candidate and you split that vote, Hillary Clinton walks into the White House. Now you have a Ross Perot-type situation. You have a Ross Perot-type situation. Because let's face it, if you have a third-party crystal ticket, think about this. If you have a third-party crystal ticket and you have one of his dream teams, okay, you have one of his dream teams, which is a Romney Rubio. That's one of his dream teams. So we would get a think about this. We would get a chance to have Mitt Romney for the third time. You get to vote for Mitt Romney a third time. Yeah, I know it's appealing, right? Pretty appealing to me. Romney for the third time. It's phenomenal. But you get Romney and Rubio, and you have Trump and whoever would be on the ticket as the VP, and then you have Hillary and that Castro kid. Whoever. Well, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, whatever. You know every dime is going to be spent going after Trump from the third party that consists of Romney and Rubio or whatever other, Republican suicide pact ticket would be. You know, rather it's, who are the names that he threw out there? Tim Scott, Fiorina Tim Scott, Kyle Lieberman, Abbott, Haley. I mean, it's like, really? Really, Crystal? Really? So because the Koch brother basically gave the dog whistle of, listen, it's fine if we have Hillary. It's fine if we have Hillary. Trump is Hitler. There's the call to arms. Because that's what you would get. You would get millions of dollars not going after Hillary, but actually going after Trump and whoever the VP pick is. How insane would this be? And Hillary would walk into the White House with, I don't know, 42%, 41% of the vote. Maybe even less. Maybe even less. Maybe even less. Maybe the Republican, the two Republican sides, maybe they split 25-25. Maybe they take 50% of the vote. And then whatever Green Peace Party, Indie Part, whatever, maybe they take a couple percentage points. I mean, you literally could have Hillary Clinton win the White House with 39% of the vote. Could happen. Look at the Bill Clinton, Bush, Perot election. So this is where we are now. We officially know. We have officially been told that the establishment is fine with Hillary Clinton. It was always a rumor. It was always something that people like me and other radio pundits and radio hosts and Ben Carson have said, and everybody scoffed at it. That's crazy. That's nonsense. That's silly talk. Well, no, it's official. It's 100% official. It is 100% official. The establishment, and you can't get any more of the establishment than Senior Koch brother. When he sends out that whistle and says, Hillary's fine, Bill Clinton was better than George Bush, and basically, if Hillary's as good as Bill, then we're all good. Once he says that, you then have Crystal coming out with the third party talk once again and amping it to about a 10. And of course, the Cruz Kasich Unholy Alliance.